Did you ever hear of something made out of cornmeal being called a flitter? Does that sound familiar?
Well, you can fry them. Yes, that's right. That sounds familiar. You can fry them. Flitter, make them out of cornmeal. Just knock them up and pour them in grease and fry them just like you can flapjack with cornmeal, yeah. Man.
So if it's made out of cornmeal, it's made the same way?
The same way, that's right.
Well,
so,
the only difference is you use cornmeal.
That's right.
I see. And you say a sack of flour might contain 5 or 10... What?
5 or 10...
Talk about how much flour it would have in it. You might have a sack that has 5.
4 or 10 pounds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And something that you might have for breakfast in the morning would be fried...
Bacon?
Huh?
Fried egg?
Okay. The inside part of the egg is called the...
called the yolk, bro, or something like that you call it, the inside part. Yeah.
What color is that?
Some of it white, you know, other part white, yellow.
Which is the yolk?
What? Well, I think the yolk, it must be the white, round it. Okay. Round it, yeah.
And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
What do you call it? Boiling egg. I don't know what you call it. It's okay. Just boiling.
What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water? Then they're...
What you call it, if you toast it or something, like you're toasting them.
Okay.
When you just brush them in hot water, they'll cook all right, but you toast them.
You call those toasted
what? Yeah, toasted egg.
Okay. Did you ever see a hog slaughtered?
Sure.
Could you tell me how that's done?
Well, you take a hog, you got one you want to kill, you take him out there and kill him. You take your gun or axe or something and shoot him in the forehead or something and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Then after you kill him, you cut him, starve him on his left so he'll bleed. Mm-hmm. Get all that blood get out of him. Starve him on his heart. Then you hang him up, then you put your water on, get your hot water. In a bed, and when you get your water out, you just jiggle him on down in it. And turn him over, try to do it, and take him out of all the hair, it'll slip over. Mm-hmm. Just pretty white and pretty, you know, so. Around his feet, head, and just slip him over. Then you hang him up, and then you take the entrance out. And
mm-hmm.
you got him. That's butcher one.
What time? When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Middling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Call that a middling of meat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you might call that a side of?
Side of.
Well, you talk about tell me what some of the parts of the hog are that you eat.
Oh, I that whole part of when I used to eat it. Yeah, eat the side of the ham,
mm-hmm.
the shoulder, in the backbone, and we eat the head part of the head, some part of the head, what you call the jewel,
mm-hmm.
bottom part of the head, and feet,
mm-hmm.
you know, like that. Eat all of it, yeah, all of it, you didn't throw away none of it.
Do you ever speak of the kind of meat that you buy already sliced to eat with eggs, what do you call that?
That's pork.
Okay, but when it's already sliced to
eat? It's called sliced pork.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's bacon?
That's the same thing. It's some bacon and some salt pork.
Uh-huh.
Bacon is that